Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Today, Dave and Bethley will be continuing their journey through the Proverbs as they move through chapter 10. There's so much from the Proverbs that we can glean, isn't there? I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to what they've had to say. So let's join them right now, shall we?
This word to glad shows up a lot in Solomon's writings, and I just jotted down a whole bunch of verses here. Chapter 5 and verse 18, it's the word rejoice with the wife of your youth. Mm-hmm. In Proverbs 12 and verse 25, a good word makes the heart glad. 17:24, the father of a fool has no joy. 23:15, my son, if thine heart be wise, my heart shall rejoice. 23:24, he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him.
Yes.
27 verse 11, my son, be wise and make my heart
glad.
29 verse 3, whoso loveth wisdom
rejoices
his father. And 29 and verse 6, the righteous doth sing. My notes says doth sin. that's a typo. We got to correct that one.
That is a bad typo.
That's a bad typo. The righteous doth sing and rejoice. And so here's what the Bible is saying. Moms and dads, if we attain the goals that Solomon is writing about in chapters 10 through chapter 31, mm-hmm. what it's going to result in is great joy, great happiness, full of rejoicing. So a wise son makes a glad father. But then there is a secondary side to this. Mm. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother.
Yes.
Now the word foolish, it's an old English idea, and so this word is unpopular in so many ways, but most older Bible commentaries use the word stupid to describe the word fool.
Yes, and we don't use that word in our family, so we could go on and say that they are dull, mm-hmm. meaning they just haven't learned the things they need to learn. They are simple, maybe naive, you could say. And in other words, they are arrogant.
Yeah, think about that. A foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. A stupid, a dull, a simple, an arrogant son is the heaviness of his mother.
Right.
So he gives a bunch of verses, or he uses that word in a bunch of verses, just like he did the word glad.
Right.
He uses the word fool. So here's chapter 1, verse 22.
So he said, fools hate knowledge. In 1:32, he says, a fool's prosperity destroys them. In 10:23, Solomon says, a fool considers mischief a sport. In 12:23, the heart of fools proclaim foolishness. In 13:19, fools consider it an abomination to depart from evil. And in 13:20, fools destroy their companions. In 14:7, foolish men speak without knowledge. In 14:16, fools rage and they are confident in their evil. In 15:2, a fool pours out foolishness with his mouth. In 15:20, a fool despises his mother. And in 18:2, a fool has no delight in understanding. And David has in parentheses, and yet it's the very thing he needs.
And it's so true.
Yes.
Because what you'll find out is that in Solomon's writing, he does invite the fool to embrace understanding. In fact, wisdom calls the fool, come on over here and learn understanding. So a fool has no delight in understanding, and yet it's the very thing he needs. Mm. And this is in relation to parents here. So a wise son makes a glad father. Dad, you're important. You cannot afford to be silent. You cannot afford to be absent. If your children are going to be well, they need you. And moms, your children need you. And the point here is obviously that if we succeed, my goodness, there's great joy. And if we fail, there is great heaviness.
Yes.
And that's the other word we have to look at, because the word heaviness means grief and sorrow. And that is such a powerful word. It's actually not a word used a great deal in the Hebrew Bible, that particular word. But it is used in Psalm 119 and verse 28 when the psalmist David said, my soul melteth for heaviness. Sometimes the things in life just destroy our soul. It's just like we're melting. We have no energy. We have no enthusiasm. We don't know what to do. That's a great burden. And the four times that it's used, twice that word heaviness is used about a foolish son. It does affect the family when we fail as parents.
It does.
And it also affects the family when our children grow up and are not what they ought to be. So Solomon is reminding us of all kinds of things. Parents have a responsibility. We've already touched that in this series on Proverbs. Moms and dads, you have 1/3, 1/4, or 1/5 of your children's life. Mm. You've got to teach, train, correct.
Right.
And here in coming weeks, once we're finished with this series looking at Proverbs, we're going to go back. This is about, you know, what we need to be emphasizing. We're going to talk about that. But we also have to come back and talk about what we have to do as what is our responsibility as moms and dads.
Right.
So we are going to talk about that as well.
This, I would say, you know, if we could just go back to this point on heaviness too, sometimes it's just right in the midst of it. And if in the training of your children to give them wisdom, whether that be the practical wisdom of learning how to eat and how to be potty trained and all of those things, or whether it be more from a discipleship aspect of, here, let me teach you the truths of the Word of God, that can be a heavy time because your child hasn't yet caught on to the wisdom of that. And we talk to young parents all the time that are just, this is so tiring. I feel like I'm just tired and under it. And you can feel like there is that heaviness of the training part, but there is, it's not the same as the heaviness of, well, it just was too hard to do that, so we're not going to do that. And then our child isn't trained and they grow up to become what the Proverbs calls a fool. There is more heaviness in that. Parents, can I say that to you? If you're looking at a grown son who does not walk in the truths of the Word of God and maybe doesn't even have practical wisdom in his life, he doesn't know how to handle finances, he doesn't know how to work, he doesn't know how to keep a job, there is more heaviness to that than there is in that training time when you're right in the trenches and you're like, is this child ever going to learn how to, and you can fill in the blank, make his bed, or how to stop lying, or how to obey correctly and cheerfully, all of that, which is a heavy time. It is. And we'll just say that our children tell us all the time how tired they are. And we know that they are. Josh and Bethany with little Ellie, who is a toddler. And then we have Matt and Kareth with little James, who is still an infant. There's a lot of heaviness in there in that time because they're going and they're training. But don't let that heaviness of that time keep you from the wise son, training that wise son so that someday your heart will be glad. We are a living testimony of, we have grown children who are wise and they are walking with God. And that is such a gladness to our hearts. It's not that heaviness of having foolish adult children.
That is so true. And a couple of things we would probably need to say right there. One is, Bethley's right, moms and dads, it is a heavy burden to train children.
Yes.
It's a heavy burden to do everything that needs to be done. So work at that. Carry mm-hmm. that burden. Change your schedule. Let some things go. Do whatever you have to do, because you have got to, by God's grace and God's help, carry the burden during their childhood years so that the older years are not a burden. And then there's a word we've got to say to you parents that are in heaviness. There are many of you who would listen to us, and the fact is you have a foolish son or a foolish daughter, and that is a heaviness in your life. Here's what I find interesting. Solomon does not deal with that. Mm. Solomon never comes at it from the other side where he talks about the burden his dad felt with Abner and Absalom. He never deals with that. He writes everything here to say, this is what you have to emphasize to have a happy, successful life. This is what you have to emphasize to have a happy and successful family. He never talks about the other side of the failure. Now, other passages do, and we're going to do that. So we don't want to leave you hanging if you're feeling all heavy and like, wow, this is brutal. It is kind of brutal. But mm-hmm. but don't in the midst of the heaviness you carry, don't miss the fact that the God of heaven cares about your son, even though they are not what they ought to be as an adult, and God cares about you.
Absolutely.
So don't miss that. And we will talk about that more in coming days. But for now, let's stick to the text. A wise son makes a glad father. A foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. So here's what Solomon is letting us know. The goal we have is to have a happy life and a happy family. That's the goal, to have a happy life and a happy family. Maybe some would be more comfortable with our saying the goal is to have success. in life and family, right?
Well, and life isn't always happy, happy. And we do know that trials come into our life. And then there are seasons also with parenting that are harder than others. And so we understand that. But as you are working towards having wise children and working towards training them and being all that you're supposed to be too, there is that aspect of happiness in your home. There is gladness. There is, could we just say, a peace and contentment that comes along with that.
Absolutely. And I suppose everybody wants to be happy,
yes.
Right?
Oh, yes.
We do desire that. And our United States Constitution says that everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mm. Reading through Solomon's writings has made me think about that, because what our forefathers taught was that life is a right. We believe in the right to life. That's yes. That's why we are not pro-abortion. We believe in the right to life. And we believe in the right to liberty, that we have freedom.
Yes.
You know, we believe in that. But they did not say that happiness is a right. They said that happiness is the pursuit of happiness is the right. So that moms and dads, there's no guarantee, it's not a right in your life to be happy. But what Solomon is saying actually mirrors what our founding forefathers believe. We do have the right to pursue success in our life and in our family. And Solomon is writing just over and over and over and over again here to say, you have the right to success, to pursue it. And he's going to tell us how to do it. So basically, the way we would lay out these coming weeks is simply this. We would just simply say, you know what? It seems that Solomon is writing about how to pursue happiness and success, especially in our families. So how do we get there? And that's really where we're headed in these coming weeks. And what we've learned already is that if you want to get to the place where your children are learning wisdom and avoiding foolishness, where rejoicing and not heaviness is our future, the first thing is you've got to emphasize wisdom. We learned that. And we've got to emphasize purity. And I've so far added 9 as we're working our way through the coming chapters. So what do we got to do to have a happy life and a happy family? Well, part one, we emphasize
righteousness.
Part two, we emphasize
diligence.
In part three, we're going to emphasize
God's blessings.
In part four, we're going to emphasize our
words.
In part five, we're going to emphasize the
power of influence.
And in part six, we're going to emphasize
the value of integrity.
In part seven,
the danger of anger.
Part eight,
danger of alcohol.
And part nine,
the value of womanhood.
There may be more that we discover as we work through.
Always.
But we do have 9 here, and I have so profited already. I mean, we're kind of at the end of parenting. We still are parenting Charity, and
right.
We have a couple more years left of, you know, full responsibility for her at least. But I've been really enjoying, as I've worked through here, what Solomon taught about how we should emphasize righteousness. And moms and dads, I think you're going to enjoy it as well. This is practical. It's valuable. I've been looking through this, even looking back over our lives and going, you know what? I don't even know that we meant to do that, but it worked. And part of it was that we learned from your mom and dad and my mom and dad.
Right.
We learned from the books we read. We learned from the preachers we listened to. And all of that brought us to a place where we learned these things, even though we did not necessarily systematically say, okay, Proverbs says this, so we're going to do that. Although there was a ton of that too, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
We did have a ton of times we're like, you know what? This is what the Bible says, so we're going to do this.
Absolutely.
And this is what the Bible says, so we're going to do that. And it did make a difference in our home and family. So Bethany and I have come to say to you today that God's goal for our lives, based on the writings of Solomon, is that God wants us to succeed in life and family.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying these studies on Proverbs and a happy life and a happy family, moving on through chapter 10. Join us next time as they move further, and I look forward to meeting you once again by way of radio. This is your good friend, Michael Barnett. If you need more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com.